The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The biggest stars. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The biggest names in music.
Oh, wow.
Big names.
Big songs.
Big guests.
Big prizes.
Hell, it's a big show.
The Big Show.
Put your hands together.
Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean.
That's what I'm talking about!
1FM 91.3.
The Times' greatest hits.
Good morning. Don't worry about Glenn, FD, and Sean. You can put your hands together for Angel and Shalini this morning. It is midweek. Only 3 more sleeps to 2022. Have you got your year sorted out? Well, we're going to be looking into the papers today just to see what good news comes out of the Straits Times. And also, it is Wellness Wednesday for your dose of positivity to get you through to the new year. In the meantime, let's kick off 6 o'clock. Here's Roxette with The Look on 1FM 91.3. Good morning.
It's The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
That was Adam Lambert here on 1FM 91.3. Good morning. You've got me, Angel, and Shalini for company on The Big Show. Good morning, Shalini.
Good morning. Sorry, I was looking for my mic.
No, it's okay. The mic's right in front of you. Yes. Anyway, we are still here and we are still holding the fort down as the boys have a couple of more days off leave for the end of the year. And they will be back on the 3rd of January, which is next Monday. And I suspect a lot of people are going to be heading back into work as well. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm just taking FD's role right now and just looking through the papers. And I'm trying to pick up stories that don't involve COVID or anything negative. And I found one about the ST Pocket Money Fund. So we know about this because we work here at SPH. And this fund was started by our newspapers, the Straits Times, as a community project to provide pocket money to children from low income families to help them through school. And since it started 21 years ago, the School Pocket Money Fund has disbursed more than $80 million and helped close to 180,000 children and young people in need, which is fantastic, yeah. Right? And you would think that this year, being the second year of the pandemic, donations might have been lower than last year. Last year, garnered $6.7 million. But this year, it was a record $8.86 million, which was dispersed by the Singapore Pocket Money Fund to more than 13,000 beneficiaries. So
wow.
I think that's really positive to hear.
Yeah.
Despite the pandemic, that people still have big hearts and you know, putting their money to good use as well. So congratulations to the Pocket Money Fund for dispersing $8.8 million. That's absolutely fantastic. Coming up, I'll be looking into the papers even more. what we've got great music for you. Coming up now is Janet Jackson.
And now,
it's The Big Show.
Are you ready?
Do it. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
Just don't stop. I have not heard that song in a very long time. That was Billy Ocean here on 1FM 91.3. Good morning. You're with me, Angel, on The Big Show. And I'm still sort of scouring the newspapers for positive news. And I have, of course, Shalini Susan here with me. Morning, Shalini.
Morning.
All right. So I came across this article in the Singapore section of the Straits Times. So you know how I hate plastic, right?
Yeah.
I am a massive, eco warrior, if you can call me that, and an advocate of doing away with plastic. But this article stood out for me. Eco boxes that not only package food, but can kill germs as well. Now, this is coming out of a Singapore US research team, and they've created a material that can detect presence of harmful bacteria and get rid of them. So, you know, we have plastic wraps everything in our supermarkets, right? Even things that don't need to be wrapped are wrapped.
Yep.
For example, bananas. Bananas do not need to be wrapped because they have their own natural wrapping, right? Things like, I don't know, give me another thing that doesn't need wrapping. Oranges.
a box of chocolate. Sometimes they have plastic covers over them.
Oh, like shrink wrapped, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's true. I walked into a petrol station the other day and a whole bunch of bananas were hanging on the little shelf, all wrapped up in one bag. I'm like, what is the point of this? Anyway, okay, I know, COVID or no COVID, the bananas do not need to be wrapped up. Anyway, so let's go back to this article. So perishables such as fruit and meat are often at the mercy of harmful bacteria, especially when they're left outside the fridge, right?
Yeah.
So they've done a test with this new material, which is entirely plant-based. It's made out of corn protein, starch, and other naturally derived substances. And the material's infused with a cocktail of natural antimicrobial compounds like oil from thyme, which is the herb, as well as citric acid. So the lab experiments have found that when the material detects humidity and enzymes from the harmful bacteria, what happens is this packaging releases small amounts of compounds that get rid of the bacteria.
Oh.
So as it protects the fruit or the meat or the fish or whatever it is, and your fruit, meat or fish start to decay.
Yeah.
The plastic or the plant-based plastic will get to work by releasing these compounds to make sure it doesn't.
Ooh.
And it removes harmful bacteria like E. coli and Listeria. So I think this is an absolutely fantastic thing they've come up with. And I do hope to see this in supermarkets. They did a test on strawberries and it outside the fridge. It extended the strawberry's life by up to a week. Normally, it can only keep fresh for 4 days.
Oh.
So if you extend something for an extra 3 days, that's already preventing food waste as well. You know, the risk of food waste. And we all know how much fruit and vegetables are thrown away.
That's true.
Because they don't keep fresh. Anyway, the full story is in the Straits Times today. Pick up your physical copy, or you can also go online and read the digital copy. Up next, we've got New Order here on 1FM.
It's big. Really big.
Oh my God, yes!
It's The Big Show. 1FM 91.3.
A little bit early to be doing the conga, but you know, I'm not going to judge you. Good morning, it's Angel here on The Big Show. And it is now time to play the most educational game on radio. It's time for Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
Okay, so this is a super simple game. If you have not heard this game before, here is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you three statements. All you have to do is figure out which one of those statements is not true. And some days I might be a little naughty and give you two lies or maybe even three lies. So you got to figure it out. Once you do, you could win for yourself a $200 e-voucher from Wax Factor. Now, Wax Factor is the answer to all your body grooming needs. They offer all sorts of treatments. They have facial treatments, body care. They also have hair removal and they are located at Orchard Central. So if you want to win that e-voucher worth $200 so that you can use it for anything that you might need, stick around for all three statements. Here is the first one. The Queen has two birthdays. Of course she does, right? She's the Queen. So the Queen has two birthdays. Is that statement true or false? Stick around for statement number two.
It's The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
Brian Adams on The Big Show on 1FM 91.3. Good morning. This is Angel, and it is now time to continue with the most educational game on radio. It's time for Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
So once again, let me go through what you need to do. Listen out to all three statements. I've already dished out one. I've got a second one coming up. Tell me which one is not true and you could win for yourself a $200 e-voucher from Wax Factor. Now, Wax Factor is located at Orchard Central and they've got all sorts of grooming services. So besides body care and facial treatment, I'm looking at their website now. They also do bikini care, airbrush tanning, as well as brows and lashes. And if you don't want to use this $200 e-voucher for yourself, you can always gift it to someone. It'll make a great end of the year gift. All right, now it's time for statement number two. The hippopotamus, which is the second largest land animal, cannot outrun a human. It's a really large animal. I'm not sure how fast it can run. You got to figure that out. Can the hippopotamus outrun a human? Is that a lie or is that the truth? Stick around and you could win that $200 e-voucher from a Wax Factor.
And now
it's The Big Show.
Are you ready?
Do It. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3. Just don't
stop. 98 degrees with the hottest thing. You're listening to Angel on the Big Show, and this is 1FM 91.3. Good morning. Thanks so much for being up with me on this Wednesday. It is now time to play Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
And it is finally the last statement. And all you have to do is call me after and tell me which one of the three statements is not true. And just for that, I'm going to give you a $200 e-voucher from Wax Factor. Now, as I mentioned earlier, it is your answer to all your body grooming needs. So whether you need to remove some hair, whether you need a facial, whether you need your eyebrows in shape, or you're looking for a gift to give someone because you forgot it was Christmas. Well, stick around because you could win this. This is the final statement. The opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7. Come on, think about it. The opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7. If you think you know which statement is untrue, call me now, 669-11913.
It's big. Really big.
Oh my God, yes!
It's the Big Show. 1FM 91.3.
It's 1FM 91.3, and that was Destiny's Child, and it's now time to play Liar Liar.
I can't lie!
And I'd like to say good morning to Dean. Good morning, Dean. Good morning, Dean. It sounds like you're out and about. What are you up to this Wednesday morning?
Just finished my morning job.
Ah, okay. So you're on the way home then?
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, Dean, did you manage to catch all three statements?
Briefly.
I beg your pardon?
I was jogging. Briefly, while I was jogging.
While you were jogging. Okay. Oh, your morning jog. I thought you meant your morning job. I thought you had like a night shift or something. Okay. Good for you. You've just run your morning run. So which statement do you think is untrue?
I think it's the hippopotamus one.
And the statement, do you remember it?
That they can't outrun a human.
You think that's not true?
Yep.
You are absolutely correct, Dean, because the true statement is, even though the hippopotamus is the second largest land animal in the world, it can outrun a human. It can run as fast as 30 miles per hour, whereas the fastest human, Usain Bolt, has only clocked in at 23.4 miles. Congratulations, Dean. You've won for yourself that $200 e-voucher from Wax Factor. Now, my other two statements were, the queen has two birthdays, which is true. Her real one is on the 21st of April, and a second one, the official celebration, is on the second Saturday of June. And the other statement was the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7. Those statements are true. Congratulations, Dean. Thanks so much for calling in, and have yourself a great new year ahead.
Thank you.
I want to hear that.
Drop the beat.
Well, it's a beat.
The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
A retro classic there, soul to soul, on 1FM 91.3. Good morning. This is Angel with you on The Big Show, and it is now time for Wellness Wednesday. Now, as we approach another new year, we can't help but wonder what it will bring. I mean, when the clock struck midnight and marked the beginning of 2021, COVID-19 did not melt away like a fairy tale princess's party dress, and we were all forced to stare down another year of fear. The good news is we made it. So let's forget about all the negatives just for a moment and celebrate all the good stuff that happened in 2021, starting with how a computer mind was wirelessly connected to a computer. Now, in March this year, researchers at Brown University successfully transmitted brain signals wirelessly to a computer for the first time. And the move is a breakthrough for paralyzed people because it removes all the cumbersome wires and also means that we are one step closer to being able to have it used in homes. Up next, this may not be a widely known fact, but in June this year, the WHO, or World Health Organization, declared China free from malaria after decades of struggling with the disease. In the 40s, they were reporting 30 million malaria cases annually. Then, last year, the country reported four consecutive years of zero indigenous cases, paving the way for WHO to declare it malaria-free in 2021. More positive news from the year is coming your way as we wrap up 2021. You're listening to Angel on The Big Show.
Size does matter.
Oh my Lord, look at that thing.
So big.
I've seen bigger. That's
The Big Show. 1FM 91.3.
It's 1FM 91.3 and you're listening to me, Angel, on The Big Show. And it's now time for part two of Wellness Wednesday. Now, as we close off the year, instead of dwelling on the things that didn't happen, why not look back at amazing moments and what we've achieved as a species? Now, wrapping up 2021, here are more positives that happened around the world. In the Netherlands, bee hotels have helped bee populations remain stable. Now, they basically have a whole infrastructure for bees, like bee hotels, bee stops, and a honey highway. Now, if you don't know how important bees are to us and the environment, they're basically responsible for 1/3 of our crops through their pollination work. And without them, we would have much less food production. Now, back to what was achieved in Holland. More than 11,000 people got together earlier this year and counted bees as part of their national bee census. And they discovered that the urban bee population has remained stable over the past few years. Now, it's believed that a number of initiatives like what I mentioned, are helping the bees thrive in Holland. So well done to the Netherlands. Now, the next great move for humankind is that the team at the Internet Watch Foundation have been working hard to protect our children from predators on the internet. Their job is to spend hours trawling through child sexual abuse images, and then they categorize them to help countries crack down on offenders. This year, the team rebuilt their software so that data shared with law enforcement agencies around the world is relevant to their countries, meaning they can prioritize the most serious images, more easily remove and block the content, and bring offenders to justice quicker. See, I told you that plenty of good has come out of this year. More to come on Wellness Wednesday.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
Level 42 with Running in the Family here on 1FM 91.3, Good Times Greatest Hits. Good morning, you're with me, Angel, and it is still Wellness Wednesday. Now, as we head into the new year again, we can only remain hopeful that at the stroke of midnight on Friday, the metaphorical slate will be wiped clean and all the negatives that the world faced over the past year will disappear. But with every cloud comes a silver lining. And as much as the pandemic put a damper on the world's spirit, there was also plenty of good that came out of the past 363 days. And one piece of positivity has to be that in August this year, electric cars outsold diesel ones in Europe for the very first time. And next year, experts expect that more electric cars will be sold overall in the UK. Now, the surge is believed to be driven by a fall in prices, a wider range of vehicles, petrol shortages, and a rise in the number of charging spots available. Might this be the answer to the whole climate change thing? Obviously not, but maybe it's a start. Here in Singapore, more charging stations are popping up across the island, so it looks like EVs are definitely going to be a more common sight here as well in 2022. Now, the next piece of positive and fun news I have for you is the one about a container ship getting stuck in the Suez Canal. It truly is a sign of just how grim things got earlier this year, because one of the most widely talked about and joked about events was a container ship getting stuck in the Suez Canal for 6 days. I mean, how do you even explain that to your future grandchildren? Still, we all had reason to celebrate in late March when the vessel was finally freed. You can read more about that and all the positive news that came out of 2021 on our Facebook page. It's 1FM 913.
And now,
it's The Big Show.
Are you ready?
Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
Backstreet Boys, Quit Playing Games in My Heart on 1FM 91.3. Good Times, Greatest Hits. This is Angel with you, and it is The Big Show. Now, we've spent a lot of time with our families in the past year and a half, actually almost 2 years, but sometimes that can feel like too much of a good thing. You know, I mean, siblings are squabbling and you know, people are getting in each other's faces. But if you want to lighten the load, what about an evening on the couch watching one of 30 movies that I have on this list? Now, I'm not just talking about funny kids movies that will make the kids laugh. We also have movies for adults. So the first one on my list, Soul, that's spelled S-O-U-L. This is a 2020 Pixar film, and it blends jazz music with a heartwarming tale about life and death. But it also adds humor when the soul of a would-be jazz musician, Joe, who's the voice of Jamie Foxx, gets trapped in the body of a cat. So I haven't seen that yet, but it's best for ages 8 and up. Then there's also Yes Day. Now, Yes Day is showing on Netflix. This is basically about what you would think if you said yes to everything your kids ask for one day only. It stars Jennifer Garner and Edgar Ramirez, and it's a 2021 Netflix family comedy. Up next, there's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man has always been a superhero appropriate for the whole family. But in this reimagined, more inclusive 2018 version, Miles Morales, which is voiced by Shamik Moore, takes over for Peter Parker. So have a look at that. And last but not least, Raya and the Last Dragon. Now, grown-ups and kids alike were on the edge of their seats waiting for the newest and first Southeast Asian Disney princess. And Raya was voiced by Star Wars' Kelly Marie Tran. You can watch that as well. Also suitable for 8 and up. So I'm going to be putting the list of 30 funny family movies you and your kids will love on our Facebook page. It's 1FM913.
Welcome back to The Big Show.
Hey, I'm here for The Big Show.
It'll be a big show. Big, big show.
The Big Show. Starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean. 1FM 91.3.
2021 was definitely a good year for her as she regained her freedom. That was Britney Spears with Sometimes on 1FM 91.3. This is Angel on The Big Show, and it's back to work for half the workforce next week. And I know there are lots of people that are not looking forward to it for various reasons. Maybe they've become too comfy working from home, or they're more productive away from the office. Well, whatever your reason is for not wanting to physically head back into work, here are some of the worst excuses from around the world that you should not try using next week. There was this one story where a newly hired employee didn't show up for work, so her boss called her, and she explained that her mother had passed away and she would need a few days off for bereavement. And of course, the boss said, go ahead and take those days off. Now, a week went by and she still didn't return to work, so the boss called her again. This time, she said she had good news and bad news. The good news? Her mother had come back to life. The bad news, she was sick again, so she had to stay home with her. So please don't try anything like that. There was another one where a co-worker had said to his colleague as to why he was late. He said he cleaned his ears out the night before and went too far into his left ear. His alarm was on the left side of his head in the morning, and somehow he didn't hear the alarm. Obviously, he was fired shortly after. Last but not least, here is one that had someone calling into work saying they were going to be late. Why? Because they were at home sleeping, but dreamed they were at work, so didn't realize that they actually had to get up. So there you go. The best, or actually worst, excuses that you should never use, especially when heading back into work next week. You're listening to Angel on The Big Show.